The word today is deity. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. To understand Jesus properly, it's necessary to realize that he made the claim to be God, not simply a profound teacher or a man who did good works in the name of God, but God. The Jewish religious leaders attempted to kill Jesus for making that claim. He claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, who provides forgiveness and eternal salvation. Here to discuss this further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Deity.
There are certain teachings in Christianity that must be held in order to properly understand the Christian faith. Especially in regards to the person of Jesus, it is important that you understand that the Gospels teach that Jesus is divine, that he is a person of the Godhead, that there are three persons in this Godhead, one God, three persons. This goes beyond our intellectual capacity to understand. However, that's what's being taught in the scriptures. And we have given this trio, this triad of persons, a name. It's called Trinity, three persons in one God. One of the teachings regarding Jesus, as I said, is that he is divine. He is the Son of God. And we're going to take a look at some passages from the Gospel of John that substantiate that Jesus is divine, that he is true God. There are individuals in the world who attempt to explain that Jesus was just a mere man, or there are others who suggest that he was no different than we can become, that we can somehow become gods like him. These are both erroneous. These are errors. And we learn from the Gospels that Jesus is unique. There is no other human like him, and that he has come to this earth. He's become incarnated. That means he took on human flesh in order to come specifically to save us from our sins by offering himself on the cross to die so that we might have forgiveness from God. Now, taking a look at the teachings that show us that Jesus is divine, the Gospel of John is excellent for this. It gives many different angles, many different ways of describing this. And to give you an example, in John chapter 10, Jesus is in a very intense, very challenging discussion with some Pharisees, and he is in the temple area in Jerusalem, and we pick it up at about verse 24. These opponents of Jesus are all lumped together and called the Jews. So they were fellow Jews along with Jesus, but they are known as the Jews, as the leaders, the individuals who were opposed to Jesus. So it says in verse 24, the Jews gathered around him saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Now, in this short section, there are two claims, two statements that Jesus makes that show his claim to deity. One of them is what he promises that he can do for his followers. In verse 28, he says of his sheep, that is, he is the shepherd, and the followers, like you and I, are sheep. And he says in verse 28, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. First of all, that should be extremely comforting for you if you're just coming to a knowledge of Jesus and just starting to get involved with the Word of God and learning the Word of God. This should be greatly comforting to you, because if you commend yourself to Jesus, his promise is that he can give you eternal life. That's fantastic. That's one of the greatest joyful aspects of the gospel, is that Christ brings us forgiveness from God and the promise of eternal salvation. It's wonderful, and that's one of the reasons why we should be joyful as Christians. It's one of the reasons why Christians, no matter what the circumstances are currently, whether you're happy or sad, whether things are going well or poorly, you can have joy knowing things like this. Now, who has the capacity to give eternal life but God alone? Jesus isn't saying, I'll lead you toward the truth. Jesus isn't saying that I'll point you to God who will give you eternal life. He's saying, I will give you eternal life. He can only make that claim if he is equal to God the Father. And then the other thing is, in verse 30, he says it point blank. Very directly, he says, I and the Father are one. Now, some have suggested, well, what Jesus really meant was that he and the Father are one in principle, that he and God are similar in their intent or their thinking, as though Jesus is just a mere man, or that he is a special creature created by God, and that he and God are on the same wavelength. That's nonsense. Look at what verse 31 says. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. Why are these men reaching for rocks all the time? Because they feel that Jesus has made blasphemy, that he has equated himself with God. He's saying he can give eternal life like only God can do. He's saying he and the Father are one. These are claims of deity. These are claims of divinity. John, in his gospel, records Jesus saying many amazing things. He makes tremendous numbers of boasts, claims, but he backs them up. Listen to what it says in John 6:35. Jesus uses the phrase, I am the bread of life. In John chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. In John 10, he says, I am the door for the sheep. Also in John 10, he says, I am the good shepherd. In John 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. In John 14, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 15, he says, I am the true vine. Now, if you're coming from a different religious background, I want you to understand how unique this is. Jesus is not just a holy man. Jesus is not just another human. Jesus is utterly unique. He is the Son of God taken on human flesh. You need to understand that he is unique, and he has provided for us for our salvation. One of the reasons why the Jews hated Jesus so much was because his claim to be equal to God the Father. This was seen as heresy. But then Jesus responds to them and says, let the miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. That's what he said in verse 25. The miracles substantiate Jesus' claims. Like, for instance, when he says, I am the light of the world, he heals a man who's born blind. And he gives the guy eyesight so that the man's eyes are opened and he can actually see the light. And the first thing he sees is Jesus, who gives him the light, because Jesus is the light of the world. It's inescapable what the conclusion should be. And I would offer this for you. If you have been living in the darkness of ignorance, if you have been putting your faith and trust in yourself or in your mind and intellect, or if you have been putting your faith or hope in some other religion or something that promises that through your own efforts you can kind of make your way along and hopefully reach some kind of heaven, that's a hollow promise. There's no certainty. There's no guarantee. Christ has come so that you can have certainty, so that you can have assurance of eternal life. But it calls for receiving him as your Lord, as your master, as God. And when you have done that, you will find that you will have hope. You will have joy. You will have certainty about your future. It's great. It's one of the wonderful blessings that's given to people who come to Jesus Christ. Jesus made all kinds of other claims. Like, for instance, he said of himself, "One greater than the temple is now here." Well, the temple was where God had put his presence. And Jesus is claiming he is greater than the temple. Who's the only one greater than the temple? It's God himself. That was Jesus making a claim of deity. In John chapter 8, Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." He actually used the very name that God had given to Moses in the incident of the burning bush in the Old Testament. And I don't have time to go into that account now, but if you look back in the Old Testament, you will see that God identifies himself, this is God the Father, as I am. I am has sent you to Pharaoh. And Jesus takes that very name very intentionally. Oh, there's the Jews reaching for the rocks again because Jesus is claiming to be equal to God. And it's a good thing he proved himself equal because he is the source of salvation. So I invite you to receive Jesus' claims as God because he is the only source, the only name given by which you can be saved.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.